and outdoing himself and presenting this unbelievable card of wrestling. Welcome, everyone, to World Wrestling Federation Presents WrestleMania.
Is WrestleMania the biggest wrestling extravaganza of all time?
Welcome, everyone. Gorilla Monsoon here at ringside with my colleague Jesse Devani.
They're going nose to nose to nose. Mr. T and Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another action-packed episode of A Work in Progress. I, of course, am your host, Brent Piles. And with me, as always, he's the second member of the third member of this team. At least he's the second member that I introduce, at least. He's at GA Wrestling Night, Glenn Abbott. Glenn, how are you?
I'm doing good. Very sartorially dressed again, I see.
This is my new podcasting shirt. Every time you see me when you turn this on, I will probably have my sack of jersey on. Hey, with us all the way from Canton, Ohio, or thereabouts. He is the mayor of Canton, Ohio, in fact. Not officially, but we call him the mayor because he's the mayor of Canton. How are you doing this evening, Kurt?
And I'm doing so much better than yesterday. I am the unofficial mayor and just having a good day today. It's better.
It's good,
stuff. Got to watch some mini wrestling. I know, spoiler, don't want to break kayfabe here, but
it'll be out before this is out, so.
Gotta watch some mini wrestlers, and man, that's always an entertaining piece of business. See, I got that. I worked that in there.
I like how you did that there, pal. That was good. If you haven't yet, go check out Warring to Attitude. We reviewed October 13th, 1997 Raw as War, and the mayor joined us to watch a minis match because we love to watch the minis. Have a little wrestling match, if you know what I mean. All they need is a little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit.
Didn't take up much time, just a little bit.
Just
it's like a four-minute match, just a little bit.
A tiny amount, just a very small amount.
Minuscule.
There might be a tiny head injury, but it's fine.
and this week, we didn't have to be so abusive to Vince because Shawn Michaels did it for us.
That's true. Shawn Michaels did have a lot of bad things to say about him. Not quite as many bad things as Dan Griffin had to say about him, but, you know, it's fine. I watched, did you guys watch NXT? I watched some of NXT this week and,
it was a commercial about Hyundai's.
That's my main gripe is first of all, I thought we were done with this whole dumb, weird kidnapping people shit. And like, I don't want to see Ilya Dragunov wrapped up in this.
No.
I mean, the last time someone got kidnapped on NXT, they ended up on the main roster. Wasn't it pretty deadly?
Yes.
So maybe this is a look forward for Ilya, where he's going to end up on the main roster.
I just don't like to see the champion degraded like that.
Yeah.
Especially a champion like Ilya. There's 5-star matches every week, every time he wrestles.
And that's my gripe with this whole him facing Ilya, because I knew it was going to get wrapped up into some silly shit, and that's exactly what we're looking at. But my main concern was they take Ilya out, they throw him in the trunk of a car, and you think it's going to be like a Cadillac or a BMW or something nice. Got a fucking Hyundai. What kind of mobsters are riding around in fucking Hyundais?
I mean, if it was me, I'd be buying like a 1971 Lincoln Continental that's the size of a 22-foot yacht and stick someone in the trunk of that thing.
Well, that's not very successful at what he's doing, that he has to wrestle for a living.
You know what, Glenn? I didn't think of that, but you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. So, I don't know. I thought that was silly. And there was just some... The one thing I did watch on that show that I liked was the Roxanne Perez promo. I thought that was good. I like evil Roxanne Perez. I think it's good. I like it better than babyface Roxanne Perez. Probably just because it's different. It's just like a different side of her that I didn't think I'd ever see. And so I did like that, but like there wasn't a whole lot to like about the 45 minutes of it that I watched.
I wonder if they're going to get Cora Jade back as a face to take on evil.
Well, she tore ACL, so she's just
done for a while.
Oh yeah, she's done for a while, but when she comes back, I'm in.
Yeah, I saw a guy, a big guy. He probably weighed about, you know, like 230 pounds, and he was riding a skateboard that was as big as the one that Cora Jade used to bring to the ring with her. And I thought, that's got to be the world's strongest skateboard because I don't know how it's holding him.
Yeah, she used to break hers it off easily.
Yeah, but not this guy. This shit was durable. sorry, I had to take it away, but I don't know. Is there anything from the show that you guys liked? Because we try to usually be positive, but there wasn't a whole lot to be positive.
It was like a step back to 2.0. There were too many backstage segments, too much teenage angst, and not enough good wrestling, which we come to expect with NXT.
I'm really interested in whatever way they're going to go with the War Dogs or whatever you want to call them. Corbin and
I think it is the War Dogs.
No, it's the Wolf Dogs.
The Wolf Dogs. War Dogs is probably a better name.
It's the Lone Wolf and
the Wolf Dogs. Yeah, I'm interested in both of those guys. Both of them really are entertaining, and together they're great. But if they're going to end up feuding at one point in time, would also be really good.
Yeah.
So right now, that's probably the highlight of my NXT watching, outside of anything that Dijak is doing with Gacy.
Yeah.
And hopefully Gacy's still alive somewhere, because I don't think he showed up this week, did he?
No, he didn't.
No, I think he took a pretty good ass whooping the week before.
He's resting his face bones from that fucking that top rope moonsault. I mean, the top of the cage moonsault.
Yeah, he's got to be icing some body parts up, because that was a brutal match.
And also, it's that thing of if you don't go away, we can't miss you.
Yeah,
that's a really good point too. Yeah, I liked. There was like a thing backstage too. I think Obafemi was talking to somebody, and then he kind of had like an interaction with Dijak. And I would like to see that match. That would be fun. God,
that's gonna be him. Two meaty men slapping meat.
Definitely. That's going to be hard hitting, to say the least.
Yeah, and Briggs, I always get Briggs and Jensen mixed up.
Yeah, he was Jensen.
Briggs is the larger man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jensen is the one who's Bull Buchanan's son.
Okay. Yeah, so Briggs and Obafemi is going to be really good, and then so will Dijak and Obafemi when they get around to it.
Yeah, it seemed like they were. Maybe that'll happen at the whatever it's called, Stand and Deliver, I think it is.
Stand and Deliver.
I still always want to call it NXT TakeOver, just because that's what I'm used to. I'm still used to just calling it that, but they don't call it that anymore. If you guys want to talk, I don't know if you guys watched Raw. I don't think I watched it. I definitely don't remember watching it. If anything you want to talk about, go feel free.
I did not watch any of Raw, but I would like to say I am super excited for the news that broke. Cleveland, Ohio, SummerSlam 2024. So I'm super excited for that, because I'm definitely going to be getting tickets for that.
That's awesome. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. Well,
as long as I don't have a sick dog, I'll be at SummerSlam.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I mean, that's cool. I haven't watched any SmackDown because I was watching basketball, but you guys said there was pretty good stuff from The Rock again, huh?
Oh yeah. All time great level stuff.
He even sang.
Oh, he sang.
Yeah, he was in Memphis. So he had to sing some Elvis style karaoke.
Oh boy.
He loves him some Memphis and some Elvis.
Well, he doesn't have to go down there, does he? There was no Rocky sax chance there.
He embraces the Memphis love.
Well, it's too bad he didn't come out as Flex Cavana.
He made a reference to Flex Cavana.
Did he?
Yeah, he said, when I was here before, you guys might have known me as someone different, Flex Cavana, or something like that.
What was that name about?
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Did he have Roman? Was Roman there too, or just The Rock?
Just The Rock.
Wow. That's, well, at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know what it's going to happen in the main event, but I think it was just The Rock. I don't think there was any Roman there tonight.
Interesting. Very interesting. I will have to have a look at it when it comes up on Hulu.
Recording it.
Which Fox isn't very good about putting their stuff on Hulu, so it might come up tomorrow. It might go up in a week. Who knows? Who knows, people? But maybe, maybe not. Anything else anyone wants to discuss?
Well, we discussed the sporting exploits of the week the other day, didn't we, sir?
Yeah, I saw a video of, and it was like at the post game stuff on CBS or whatever, and they had Saka sing the chant that the crowd does for him, and I just, it was the coolest thing. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen, and I just thought it was really awesome.
It's amazing how many Premiership players are suddenly injured all of a sudden going into the international break.
Like, yeah, they're like, no, thanks. We don't want to play for you. We'd rather rest.
Yeah.
We'd rather rest. Yeah, but no, we don't have – Arsenal doesn't play for – but we did get the news that they'll be facing Bayern Munich in the first leg. In the round of eight. In the quarter.
That's a rough draw.
They can't catch a break. They've gone on about how the last sort of five or six times that they went out at the last 16 stage,
yeah,
Champions League. It was Bayern Munich twice and Barcelona four times.
Shit.
And now it's four times Barcelona and three times Bayern Munich.
Well, let me ask you this, Glenn. Of the other teams that are in it, which team would you have rather been faced?
Anybody.
Bayern Munich is a beast.
And you just know that when you get ex-Premiership players playing for a team, they're going to score against you. Harry Kane is going to have a field day.
Nope, we're gonna pecker slap that Harry Kane bastard.
Ankle check the heck out of him.
But I don't know. When I looked at that list, I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot of teams I was going to be happy about facing. So
no, oh no. When you get to the quarterfinals of the Champions League, there's not going to be.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I looked at it.
The ones I feel sorry for are the teams that have got through the Europa League. And then they get through to the quarterfinals or whatever, and then they have a whole heap of Champions League rejects dumped on top of them.
Yeah, that's like you winning a battle royal, and then like they put eight more guys in there.
Yeah,
you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
And not just any guys, all ex-champions.
Yeah, teams better probably than the teams you've already beaten.
No,
that is rough. That is definitely rough. And we won't speak of the Arsenal women's game today because that was very rough.
That was
the only goal we got was one that the Chelsea scored on themselves.
Oh, they got one, did they, in the end?
It was an own goal.
Oh. Oh, well, I suppose it's better. They slightly won on aggregate then. Because we beat Chelsea at the Emirates 4-1.
Oh.
We beat Arsenal at Stamford Bridge 3-1. Then we won on aggregate.
There you go. We'll take it. I'm correct if I'm wrong, but Chelsea's at the top of the league, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're far better than anybody else.
Yeah. Well, they won't have their manager anymore. Thank you, USA.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other teams a chance?
I told you, those Chelsea girls are just lucky Emily Fox wasn't out there. They wouldn't have scored any fucking goals. I'm just kidding.
Emma Hayes is a darling. She really is. It's just a shame that she manages Chelsea.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. Not next year.
I'll happily get behind her next season.
I am pretty excited that she's going to be the new women's coach. I think that she's going to do a great job. So I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Now I have to watch some FA Cup soccer tomorrow, I guess.
Yep. Well, there's league games on as well.
Yeah, but there's some better matchups in the FA Cup that I'd probably look at. But yeah, when the mayor gets back here, we will continue with our WrestleMania watch. If I can get my computer screen to agree with me. It is. It's agreed, Glenn. Good news.
All right.
Not no fucking Brutus the Barber Beefcake, though. Not that son of a bitch.
Dead.
I'm not going to have him ruin it. Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was David San Martino. Maybe we're blaming the wrong guy. You think?
No, I doubt it.
Don't forget, the week before WrestleMania week, we're going to be doing our top 10 favorite WrestleMania matches. So compile your lists. Don't forget to make your list. Make your list. Check it twice. Going to find out if you like. If the mayor likes anything but Hulk Hogan matches. I don't know if the mayor's is all 10 Hulk Hogan matches. I don't think it will be.
Well, I can guarantee at least two of mine are going to be Undertaker matches.
Well, at least two. And just like you could probably guarantee that at least two of mine will be Shawn Michaels matches.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about how we're going to do our top 10 WrestleMania matches list.
That's two of those. And they'll probably cross over as well.
Yeah, I'm sure a few of them.
So we're top 10 WrestleMania matches?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not right now.
Are there any minis matches?
No, I wish.
WrestleMania 2.
Well, WrestleMania 3, there were some minis.
Yeah. It was WrestleMania 2. Or no, WrestleMania 3, you're right. Yeah.
You want to find some minis to put in your top 10, feel free. Okay.
Yeah. It's your top 10, not mine, pal. Maybe you think the stink face match between the Cat and Terry Reynolds is the top 10 worthy.
Well, what was the one where Stacy Keibler and was it Tori Wilson that wrestled and they rolled over top of Jonathan Coachman?
Oh, that
WrestleMania 20?
That maybe? Sounds about right. Yeah, WrestleMania 20. Yeah, I think that's right. Because I think it was like Tori Wilson teamed with somebody against Sable and Tori Wilson. I think the coach was like the referee or some shit like that.
Yeah, that was a highlight for the coach.
I'm sure. I mean, it's a highlight for any man, Glenn. What do you mean? What was I going to say? Oh, so it's funny that you mentioned the coach. We're going to get into WrestleMania very soon here, but I just want to mention, I was going through Instagram videos and I saw a video of the coach bitching and moaning, bitching about Darby Allin, which I thought was funny.
No, whoa, Jonathan Coachman was?
Yeah, he was bitching about how he does too many crazy spots.
Man, okay, I'm on board with Jonathan Coachman. We're boys again. I never knew we weren't, but
need to start listening to people.
Yeah.
I mean, even the coaches. It's the coach. You got to listen to him. He's the coach.
Well, there's too many people within the industry saying that what he's doing is reckless.
Yes, it's not only reckless. It's not, if you're in the, I guess he was in the main event on that match, but many times
he is
to do that in the beginning card, the middle card, save that shit for the main event. Like, you can't just do that throughout. Otherwise, it just loses importance.
Well, it does.
If you do it at like a WrestleMania or whatever your equivalent of WrestleMania is,
yeah,
fine. Let it all go out. But don't do it on Saturday Collision.
Well, see, because this is the problem is when I say this, I've said this before and I'll say it again, but first you get a table and a ladder, and then you get a table, a ladder, and thumbtacks, and then you get a table, a ladder, thumbtacks, and you set that all on fire, and then you got to drag out six tables and glass and a ladder that's 80 feet tall because you've done it so many times that if it's not 80 feet tall, I'm not going to believe you anyway.
That's exactly how it was a Sting's retirement match.
Yeah.
The glass and everything came out because they'd done everything else before.
And then you end up with Vic Grimes and
New Jack
getting tasered off a 60-foot.
Yeah.
You have to run a fucking guy over with a bus or I'm not going to think it hurts him.
Yeah. Pull out a gun on live television and shoot him in the chest. Not the head, just the chest.
A motherfucker would probably no-sell it, too.
You still have to go somewhere from that shot in the chest. Don't. You know, kill this lead here.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's watch this WrestleMania show.
Sorry, old men are gonna step down off our soapbox. We apologize. But all right, here we go. We're gonna watch us some WrestleMania 1. We won't see any crazy high spots in this show, I'll tell you that much.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. Even though the executioner did try to do the world's prettiest moonsault, but he couldn't quite pull it off.
The ropes wouldn't let him. It's just okay. The regular guy.
Gravity didn't let him.
Yeah. Gravity was his first opponent. Then the ropes are going to be his second.
And I don't mean the luchador gravity. Like the scientific principle.
Yeah.
Mm.
So this is a really long cut, like shot of just the ring.
Yeah,
we've come in a loo break, have we?
Right now, let's go to.
They were literally doing nothing. Yeah, I guess we came into a bathroom.
It wasn't Beefcake just frozen on the screen again, though, right?
No, thank God. It wasn't.
Oh, it's about Alfred.
It's Lord Alfred. He's a big man's coming his way. Oh, it's Greg the Hammer Valentine. I would have done my Chris Jericho joke, but I couldn't see his face. So,
no.
But don't worry. At some point in this match, I'll still do it. Oh, let's see what Chris Jericho has to say.
Life, you're ready, aren't you, champ? You're going to find out why I am the greatest intercontinental champion of all time, why I am the master of the figure four leg lock, and why they call me the hammer, because I hit him and nail him harder than anybody else in professional wrestling. I'm ready to fight. I'm in the greatest shape in my entire life. It's down 16 pounds to 248. Lean, mean, and full of fighting fury.
Thank you very much, intercontinental champ Greg the Hammer Valentine. Moments from now, to be challenged.
Oh, it's JYD.
Every few minutes, man, I may have the biggest opportunity of my life to get my hand on that.
JFD, junk food dog.
And for you, Weasel, I don't care what happened today. You're going to see one.
He's fucking, look at all of his chains.
In the world, I need myself a bone to chew on.
It's Mr. J.
I can buy myself a whole lot of bone, but I get my hand on that.
He promises to be a barn burner.
Greg the Hammer nails him hard, he said.
Yeah,
he said it.
He did say that.
I'm gonna nail you hard.
Pulls a hammer. I'm gonna nail him hard.
Well, I guess if you're a hammer, you would nail someone. So, I loved his shades though. Greg the Hammer with the shades on looked pretty tough.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, he looked less like somebody's stepmom.
Yeah.
You think he went up to women in the bars and said, "I'm the hammer and I'll nail you"?
Oh, absolutely, he did. Every bar you'd ever been into.
Oh, he's from Seattle. Do you think he's related to Darby Allin?
Not likely. And if he is, Greg ain't claiming him. Greg's like, "Who? Do you guys remember the Junkyard Dog song?
Dump them cakes or something?
Grab them cakes. Grab them cakes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to hear it because I'm going to put it in this podcast.
Dump
cakes. Huh. Look at that. Here he comes. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, if you go back and watch him in Mid-South, like, the way he looked then compared to now, it's like a totally different person. He's insane.
He's sad.
Yeah.
He was drawing, 10,000... people gates in New Orleans and
he was grabbing them cakes all right, but he was grabbing actual cakes.
Yeah, I was gonna say he kept grabbing snack cakes for
which I get it. I love the snack cakes.
Those little dead cakes, I'll get you. Those zebra cakes. That's what he was grabbing, the zebra cakes.
Yeah. Well, the zebra cakes and the Christmas tree cakes around Christmas time. Forget about it.
Yeah.
All right.
What is he actually was the originator of the Christmas tree cake?
Steroids going on between those two.
Between these two, probably not. I mean, Greg actually doesn't look as heavy set. Like, go watch Greg the Hammer Valentine in WCW in 1996, and he doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Chris Jericho wishes he looked as good as Greg Valentine does at this WrestleMania.
Yeah.
At least Junkyard Dog still looks like he works out. He just only does, like, bench presses.
Yeah. He looks like he's been working on the traps. He's got some good-looking traps there. Yeah. That is a hideous Continental Championship belt.
Oh, it's beautiful. It looks like it was rolled, like, you know when you have, like, your, the Nestle Crunch Bar?
And
it's around. It looked like a Nestle Crunch Bar wrapped around a leather.
And green leather. It looked like a John Deere green leather, which is weird. He looked like the John Green Intercontinental Champion, which is very strange. You ever heard of, you got any John Green tractors over there, Glenn?
No, I heard of that one.
I didn't figure.
There's probably one within like a block of me, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If I lived at my old house, there was one probably next door to me.
He just punched him right in the fucking armpit, which is an interesting strategy.
The pit punch.
Yeah. I've never been in a fight and punched a man in the armpit.
No, neither have I.
It's a good move.
It really is. I mean, I never thought of it.
There's nerve endings in there.
Having anybody in a wrist lock either.
That's true. I've also never tried to like whip anybody off the ropes in a fight. So Typically.
You've never done an Irish whip and just set them go. They, no. There's, since there's no ropes, they just run to the end of the earth. They keep going.
It's like on WWE 2K when you just throw the guy, he just runs forever. Yeah.
His Irish whip, he's still going.
You smash a guy on a table once, but that's about it.
Yeah. There we go. The Junkyard Dog is demanding a fight, and he's going to get one because he just got a knee right to the gut.
Oh, what an elbow drop.
And an elbow to the head. Hmm.
Oh, you got to be faster than that. The hammer didn't hammer it down there. Now he's getting hammered by his head.
Setting those headbutts.
Great. That's good stuff right there.
Yeah, isn't it?
Jimmy Hart doesn't have the megaphone yet, I've noticed.
Nope. Not at WrestleMania 1. This is still early, Jimmy. He must have been right out of Memphis.
Probably.
Because he was with Memphis until, what, 83?
Probably, yeah. It sounds about right. That sounds about right. JYD out here. He was one of my favorites when I was a young lad.
The Switchblade JYD.
Oh, wow. That'd be a hell of a gimmick for him.
Jay White?
I don't think it would work out for him, but
no.
Be strange.
Jay White D comes out to grab them cakes and he's clapping. Grab them cakes. I can picture it. I actually like him now more than I did that now than I do.
You like that idea better than what he's got going on now?
Yeah, the bitch blade isn't going for me. Whatever.
Are they calling him bitch blade?
I just called him that myself.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Elbow to the nuts.
He said, hey, man, you cannot elbow him in the little junkyard dogs.
No.
Come on, junkyard. You can do it. Grab them cakes. Somebody tell him if he wins, he's going to get some cake. So spring up like fucking Popeye.
What's your favorite cake, Brent?
I like a good chocolate cake, really.
Okay. I know it was an apple.
Yeah, no. Who the fuck would eat an apple cake?
An apple crumb cake with some coffee? That's delicious.
Actually, it doesn't sound bad, really. I might actually try that.
What about you, Glenn? What's your favorite cake? Yeah, the English are prevalent in cakes. They're known for their good cakes.
Yeah, I suppose, again, chocolate cake is my real favorite.
Mm. Do you want to know what Junkyard JYD's favorite cake is?
All of the above?
I was going to say all of them, yeah.
Whichever one's in front of them.
He was an equal opportunity pie eater.
Yeah.
I mean, cake. Pies, too. He ate them all. He is not prejudiced. He ate all the stuff. He ate it.
All the pies.
Actual pies, cakes, brownies, muffins.
He doesn't just grab pies, though. He just grabs the cakes.
That should have been his gimmick. He could have been the baker, man. I like it.
Oh, he's really selling that rear leg there.
Yeah.
He's selling the bad wheel. But Greg, oh! Stiff shot there to the gut and one to the face. The hammer's hammering away at him here. He wasn't fucking around.
Wow, man, JYD throws some solid punches.
Yeah, I think there's a few receipts coming in there.
Yeah, I don't know if those were working or shooting punches, but he was laying them in.
I'm not sure. These two guys feel like two guys that would be like, all right, just hit me and I'll hit you. It's fun.
I mean, when you think about it back then, you're not going to get any spinal injuries. I mean, if you just throw a punch to someone on the side of the head.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great bit of selling.
That was really good. Yeah.
That was really good. He's still selling it.
How come all the referees, like in the mid 80s, just like look like creepy weirdos?
That's probably because they were.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right.
He looks like he's like 65, but he's probably 32.
Yeah, exactly. He smokes like 6 packs of cigarettes a day. Oh, he hit Jimmy Hart instead. He tried to grab him. Oh, God, there's no mats. Jimmy Hart's dead. He just cracked his head open.
Wow, they didn't spring the extra money for some pads out there.
Who's booking this? Bill Watts? Oh, he went to the eyeballs. Uh-oh. One, two, three. He used the ropes. That rotten son of a bitch.
That is the trouble with having these referees from different sports thingies rather than WWF referees. They don't spot things like that.
You son of a bitch. Here's Tito Santana, and he will not stand for this. He said, Arriba! But anyway, he first said Arriba.
The fake.
Oh, this is an outrage.
Surely.
I guess so. I didn't know this. A little known fact, but Tito Santana was the replay, was the VAR official of the WWF in 1985.
He was the ring bell man. He said no.
What the fuck are we doing now? They're counting.
I don't like this, Tito Monsoon.
Is he going to count him out?
It's going around the decision.
Oh, okay. So I was only kidding about Tito Santana being the VAR official, but apparently he was, and they reinstated the match, but it doesn't matter because he won by countout, but he didn't win the title.
Yeah.
So it's like when Yoko, when Lex Luger beat Yokozuna in 1993 SummerSlam.
Yeah. So basically,
how long did that IC belt last for?
Well, without the heel losing the title.
Yeah. Typical. Yeah, I don't know, Mayor, because, I mean, Macho Man's going to be the Intercontinental Champion at WrestleMania 3.
Yeah, but who was IC Champ at 2? I don't remember. Was it Morocco? I don't actually know who the IC Champion was at 2.
Macho Man Randy Savage versus George the Animal Steel. I might be wrong, but I think that was the match at WrestleMania 2, I think. So I think Macho was the champion.
It might have been whatever the main event was in like the LA one.
Greg loses it to Tito, and then Tito loses it to Macho. I believe.
Could be.
I could be wrong, but I think that was the match at WrestleMania 2. But I don't recall ever seeing that belt. But I was also like 6 months old at this point.
Yeah, Randy Savage, who was the champion with Miss Elizabeth, beat George Steele.
Good call. He had the mind doll back then.
Why do I know that? Why do I remember that? Oh, God.
That was a hell of a bump.
That was. Jesus Christ, that was rough.
Just looking at some of the things that happened on that WrestleMania.
WrestleMania 2?
There was a battle royale.
Mr. T with Joe Frazier defeated Roddy Piper with Lou Duva and Bob Orton by disqualification in a boxing match.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know Piper was not happy about that one.
Yeah, I think Piper like hit him with a bucket or something like that. I think that's why I got DQ'd. I think. Just wait till next year. We'll watch WrestleMania 2 next year before WrestleMania.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Tune in, people. I know. That's one of WrestleMania 2 is probably going to have one of Mayer's top 10 favorite WrestleMania matches on it.
Yeah, it definitely will.
We won't spoil it and say which one, but I know which one. You'll be the only one in this podcast that puts any matches for WrestleMania 2 on this top 10 list, I think.
I'm sure I will be.
Pretty sure.
It might be pretty high up.
Oh, we got the tag team match. It's Nikolai off the Iron Sheik.
This Bolsheviks?
No,
it's free.
Yeah.
Hmm. Iron Sheik.
You remember who they're facing?
Can-Am Express.
The U.S. Express, actually.
Dang it.
Very well. Oh, let's see what they have to say.
Against these two men, Nikolai Volkoff and Iron Sheik, with Fred Blassie in their corner.
You know, Gene, man, this is my first time in life for a short situation. Same team, my partner, Nikolai Volkoff. Ask my manager, Mr. Blassie, going to tell you.
What about I predict I got the next World Tag Team Champions right here.
Okay, comrade Volkoff.
Yo, wait a minute, Gene. I come and see, I come.
Thank you very much.
Nikolai,
very good. Thank you, Nikolai Volkoff, the Iron Sheik, with the Hollywood fashion plate, Fred
Blassie. That was entertaining.
Rotundo and Wyndham this afternoon with a time event.
What the hell?
Gene, we're filmed. We're prepared thoroughly. I'm ready to go. We're hoping for a victory.
He's drinking another light. I was going to say, is he drinking a beer on his camera?
Thank you very much, Lewis. Mike Rotundo, what are your thoughts from
all the talking's done, Gene? We're going in the ring now.
He's looking at a ham off screen.
All right, it is WrestleMania, and it is going to be something.
Barry Windham's just loaded with charisma there.
Yeah.
Wait, just look at Lou Albano's face. He looks off camera. He's like, oh, look at that pizza.
Lou Albano looks like Paul Bearer with rubber bands on his face there.
Oh, yes! Give me a bottle of vodka! When I got this Captain Lou figure, I texted the mayor a picture of it, and he said, don't leave him around your liquor cabinet.
I said, you might have a real toy story happening if you leave Albano around your liquor cabinet. Yeah, that was good. He's going to wake up one day and it's all going to be empty. That's all gonna be
yeah. Amazing. Oh, he's 313 pounds. That Iron Sheik promo might be one of my favorite promos ever.
Gene Mean, let me tell you about this man.
Oh man, I loved it. I love the Sheik. He's amazing. I know the mayor hates him, but
I hated his Twitter account more than him.
Yeah, well, I don't even. He couldn't have been him that ran. Oh, he hates it so much he left. We were just kidding, man. Hold on. All right, Mayor, can you give us a little bit of the rendition of the Russian national anthem, please?
Oh, Russia, you are potato-filled land. Vodka is delicious, even out of bottle or can. Oh, Russia, we salute you. Oh, Russia, that will even do.
I did not think you would go that hard. I really didn't.
That's so good.
Sorry, you put me on the spot. I had to come up with something. I just couldn't play.
That was amazing.
Little known fact, in 1981 and 1983, that was the actual Russian national anthem.
Bet you 10 bucks Lou Albano falls over on the way out there.
He is hammered.
He looks like a woman. Any woman you see power walking down a sidewalk. I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I like how they have fucking like an 80-year-old man doing security. Like he's going to be able to slap anybody. Oh,
good Lord. If Dusty Rhodes was a foot shorter.
Oh, yeah. I know shit. It's like a million bucks. In the ring. Oh. Holy cow.
In the ring.
Oh, boy. What do you think kind of advice Captain Lou could have for Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo?
Oh. What the hell happened to his hair? Who? He's not a
photo. Oh, goodness gracious. I can't believe it. All right, here we go.
They were all stunned by the Russian national anthem.
Yeah, I'm still stumped. I'm still dumbfounded. I'm trying to put my life back together after that.
I just pulled up the closed captioning on the video and sang it as I read it.
You know what? You sure did. I don't know why I thought it was so funny. Wow. The Iron Sheik is jacked.
He's jacked there, isn't he?
All hard work and chicken breast.
He's jacked on something.
Jacked on a lot of stuff. Probably cocaine. I bet. I heard Sonny tell this story on a podcast one time that like they went out to dinner with him and he was like fucking ordering all kinds of shit like fucking sake bombs and blah blah, and they bring the bill and he's trying to fucking trade 8x10s.
Oh god, that sounds like it could be a legitimate story.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I typically believe most of the things she says. I mean, she said she banged half the entire world, so why would she lie about anything else?
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like despite all of her downfalls, she at least is an honest person.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, exactly. I don't think she's a liar.
No, I don't think she's ever been a liar.
Except for Chris Candino. The only person she lied to was him, unfortunately.
That's she may be a terrible human being, but she is not a liar.
All right, here we go. It's a WWF Tag Team title match. We got another creepy weirdo as the referee. He looks about 84 years old.
She probably wouldn't be that terrible if she could stay sober.
Yeah, that's probably true, unfortunately. Have you listened to her episode of Crime and Sports, Glenn?
I haven't yet.
Oh, God, that's an all-time classic right there, pal.
No, God, oh, no, it would be.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Bray Wyatt's father here, which is, I don't know why it's always weird for me to think of that, but it just is. I don't know why.
I just find it so difficult to navigate around Amazon Music.
Oh, yeah?
Listening to the new ones is fine in order, but trying to get back to the older ones, it's a chore, to say the least.
Yeah.
If they had a search engine where you could just search whichever episode it is you wanted, then it would be fine. But you can't just scroll through it all.
Just search Death of Grandpa. And maybe, no, I'm just kidding. That won't work.
Death of Grandpa.
Those are some interesting britches that the Nikolai
Volkov. Yeah.
Volkov's trunks are the size of, like,
they're huge.
A small tent.
Yeah.
If you had a sailboat, you could use those things to get your boat to going.
Yeah.
Oh, he kicked shit out of him with his spike-toed boots. Also, Volkov is a pasty man. Do you guys remember we watched that 1988 Royal Rumble and Nikolai Volkov came running to the ring at the same time as someone else because he thought it was his number?
Yeah.
That was fun. The U.S. Express. I believe that the U.S. Express were the original users of Real American, if I'm not mistaken.
They were. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I feel like a few people used it.
There was quite a few. DC, it came up on his tour through theme music.
I thought you were going to tell us that DC Matthews was uses that interest music. I thought you were going to tell us.
Yeah, I thought that Barry Windham was the first, but I guess it might have just been the U.S. Express together. It was
U.S. Express, yeah.
So, like, Iron Sheik's really ahead of his time because guys wrestle in pants sort of like that now.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's something. I don't ever remember wrestling in, like, they look like long shorts, which is, I don't know, it's weird to me. You know?
The people of Walmart pants.
Yeah, a bit.
This has got to be the most plain gimmick that Mike Rotunda ever had.
You know what? You're right.
I loved the Wall Street one with Alexa York.
Yeah.
My favorite gimmick of all time of his.
Oh, I thought you meant like
that
when he was...
That wasn't far off of Erwin R. Shyster either, was it really?
I thought you meant when he was VK Wall Street, like when he came back to WCW in like 96 and he was in the NWO. And I was like, why would you like that? But you're right. Your version is much better, Mary. Yeah.
No, not that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it made sense once I put the pieces of the puzzle together, but at first I was very confused.
Was that is when he was the ship captain or whatever it was?
Well, that was even before then. That was the Mike Rotunda, the yacht captain. Before that, he was the varsity club.
Oh, yeah, the varsity club. That was,
club was really good.
He had a gimmick where he was a yacht captain?
Yeah, for a short time frame.
Wow, I did not know that, but now I need to find it.
Yeah, we'll find
it. Be on the lookout for the new AWI pod show. That time, Mike Rotunda was a yacht boat captain. Come to a podcast app near you. I see cotton candy making its way through the crowd.
I just would have to fear for the lives of anyone that would have ran into the varsity club at a bar in 1987.
Oh, God. Yeah.
it was Rotunda, Dr. Death, and Rick Steiner together. Imagine having to get into a confrontation with those three.
No, thanks. Not me.
I feel like there was someone else too, but I don't remember who
it was.
Kevin Sullivan?
Sullivan. Yeah, Sullivan.
All the managers are going to get into it out here. He said, look here, Blassie. I saw you try to take my bourbon. Don't you touch my bourbon, goddammit.
Just in case there wasn't enough madness in that little team. Sullivan as well.
Lou Albano said, look, I know there's three of you, Blassie, but I'll kick all three of your asses.
I see you, Classy, and you, Freddy, and you, Blassie. All three of you. He thinks Classy, Freddy, Blassie.
I didn't even know you had two brothers, but I'll be both anyway. And then he just ends up crying.
Dang. Look at Wyndham. He is
Wyndham's a house
of fire. Machine.
I know. Goddamn, pal. I'm surprised they couldn't do more with him back in 85 in the WWE. Like, I feel like he could have been like a main eventer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like every time they said that he was close to like getting a main event level push, he just would leave.
Fuck this. Yeah,
I don't know why, but leave whatever company he was with.
Things are breaking down here. Papa Ref can't get things under control.
He's down to his last resort. Glasses.
Oh, he hit him in the head with his cane. Oh no.
not an international object of foreign territories.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was an international foreign object territory. God damn it. New tag team champions, Nikolai Volkoff and the Iron Sheik. The people are not happy.
No.
Is this the first? Well, this is really the first heels to win the matches. Well, I guess King Kong Bundy beat SG Jones in 7 seconds. And I forgot about that one because it took me so long to find where SD Jones was born that I missed the entire match. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah. By the time we figured it out, the match was over.
Because I thought he was from Jamaica, and I think you said he was from like.
It's like a. Yeah, it was like the.
Somewhere,
like
one of the Caribbean islands.
Caribbean islands, yep. So this is bullshit. Oh! He said, Iran number one, USA, Haktui. That's what he said.
Haktui. Tell him, Angus.
This is some baby back bullshit. Hits him right in the head with the cane. It's gotta be Kane!
Not that Kane.
I felt like the right time to go there.
The big red machine. And Nikolai, would the communist team also be able to be called the Big Red Machine?
I guess, why wouldn't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a good name for them.
Makes perfect sense to me. So there we go. New tag team champions, Nikolai Volkoff and the Iron Sheik. How do you like that? It's very chic, don't you think?
Very chic.
Very chic.
Stylish.
Very chic.
There is Captain Mike Rotunda in 1990. WWF.
It was in WWF?
It was in WWF.
Oh my
God. Dang. My brain was telling me it was WCW.
Why wouldn't your brain tell you that? Because that sounds like WCW.
I think I might have got it wrong on here.
I don't know, but whatever it is, I need to find vignettes of him being.
Yeah.
Yacht Captain Mike Rotunda.
You find it on YouTube. There's a couple of interviews on YouTube.
Oh boy! Let's hear some more.
Controversial match. What do you mean controversial? He pinned him right in the center of the ring, didn't he? Did he or didn't he not pin him for the count of three?
Where's that cane of yours?
What cane? I didn't have no cane.
Iron nope. Cheek, you finally have done it. You're now World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champion.
You know, Chin Min, you prove it to the thousand Iranian New York City and the Russian and the Arab. All countries the best. We come to the America. We prove it.
Thank
prove
you.
It
Number one.
That was really good. It was so bad. It was good.
It was so terrible. It was awesome. Yeah.
Listen here, Jim Mean.
Gene Mean.
I feel like he even called him Jim there. Like, how is he so far off? He doesn't even know his name.
He's a guy, I don't know.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug, Rick James.
Goddamn, pal. What did the five fingers say to the face?
Slap, bitch.
Yeah, that's what it was. Did you know they're in Madison Square Garden?
Haven't heard that all night.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're watching at home, take a drink every time they say "Man." Oh, look, we're back at Madison Square Garden live. Here's Lord Alfred Hayes. He's at Madison Square Garden. So, Glenn, my son came out of his room today, my oldest son, and he asked us, who do you think would win in a drinking competition, America or England? And I said, well, the English motherfuckers drink beers that are like 12% alcohol, so I got to go with you guys.
Yeah.
And he said, no, they don't. I said, yes, they do, motherfucker. I've heard them.
Dan Griffin would take you, on his own.
Oh, Dan would kill me in a game of drinking. Yeah, I wouldn't have a stand a chance. No, not a chance. If I tried to drink that much, I'd die.
You can tell your son from me, when I was his age, I did a yard of ale. And if you look up what a yard of ale is, it is a big long tube with a bowl on the end of it, and you fill it up with beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I knocked one of those back in 9 seconds.
9 seconds?
9 seconds.
I knew a girl who could do that. Never mind. I didn't. No, I didn't. I'm just kidding.
It was
Well, that's pretty goddamn impressive, Glenn.
I think a record like 5 seconds or something, but I could do 9.
Look, he's got a bag full of money. You know where he's going?
To find that girl that could drop back a yard of ale in 9 seconds.
Right. That's not the answer the judges were looking for, but they're going to accept it.
Oh, look, we're live at Madison Square Garden.
We're new. Madison Square Garden. Not me.
This cameraman gets more shots than anybody else. Like, well, there's something in the rafters.
Here we go. This is the Body Slam Challenge match. This will be the last match of the evening. Andre the Giant taking on Big John Studd. And whoever wins gets to take that bag of money and make it rain on them hoes.
With big bag of money.
That's how you make it rain on them hoes, with the big bag of money.
Bobby Heenan looks great there.
He does. Very svelte. Oh, yeah.
It's weird that Bobby Heenan looks almost as tall as Big John Studd. And I always thought Big John Studd was like 6'10 or something. But look how close. I mean, I guess it is a little far off, but not that. Like, Bobby Heenan looks like he'd be like 6'6 there if he's 6'10.
Well,
probably is.
They inflated people's sizes too.
Oh, Loki.
But you're right, because it looks like he's looking at like John Studd's nose. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's not like midgeted by him, like Max Minied.
No, he didn't. Yeah, no, certainly not. Oh, Andre the Giant plus $15,000, which is how much he's going to get if he can body slam
Big John.
Big John.
What a clever name. How long do you think they came up with that?
They're like,
well, he's big. He's John. What's your last name? Stud.
Yeah, but actually, his birth certificate reads Big John Stud, and that's why that's it.
According to Wikipedia, and you know that can never be wrong.
No.
Bobby the Brain Heenan was 5'10".
Oh my gosh. Then Big John Stud was not 6'10".
No, that's how it looked. Big.
Here comes Andre the Giant. I don't know why I forgot he was wearing green when he came out here for this match, but I didn't. I forgot.
He's wearing, was that green or blue?
I think it was green. Oh, no, it's blue. You're right.
Yeah, I don't remember him ever wearing green trunks.
Yeah.
At least not in WWE.
I got the one where he's got the yellow tights on, and I got the variant, too, where he's got the red one. So I got both of those from that collection. Yeah,
I remember both those colors.
So I think that's from when he's in the Battle Royal is what the yellow's from.
Yep. A build height of 6'10". No way.
No way. Either one of them, those two are lying about their heights, and it probably is Big John Studd.
I was going to say, you're not going to lie about being 5'10", are you?
Well, I also don't think Andre the Giant was as tall as they said he was either. I think they inflate everybody's height.
Oh, yeah.
He probably was close to, he's probably 7 foot, I would bet.
Yeah, I'm sure
7'5".
I'm sure he's every bit 7 foot. He might even be a little taller than that, but I don't think he's 7'5".
Especially if you could stand him up straight, because he's always almost hunched over.
Right.
Hmm.
This poor referee, they should have got a bigger guy.
Yeah. Well, that's the idea, isn't it? You have a little guy, makes these two look even bigger.
I guess it's true. But if they fall on him, he's going to be dead.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what was so good about Brian Hildebrand. Brian Hildebrand was like 5'1", 120 pounds.
Yeah. That's true. So I think if it's like back in the day, I think Andre the Giant, he hated Big John Studd, so he would always beat the shit out of him. Yeah. And I think Big John Studd, one day he got sick of it. He came to the building and saw he was facing Andre the Giant. He went and got his car left. He said, nope, I'm not doing that anymore. And I don't blame him.
No,
imagine Andre the Giant just being angry with you.
You know, you would you?
Andre the Giant's hammered out of his mind and he's angry at you. Good luck.
He's like, I don't even have baby oil. What do you? I don't even. I'm allergic to baby oil. Why are you mad? I don't understand. That's what he's telling me. No baby oil. That's what he's telling him right now.
Yeah.
I told you no baby oil. He's choking the fuck out of him.
Stop it! You're killing him.
Run through disqualification. This is way past the 5 count.
Stop it! You're killing him.
Good God Almighty!
Just slam him. We have done with it.
He said, "If you can't body slam me $15,000, and Andre said, "You don't want to beat the shit out of you first." Then we'll see. Oh, now it's bad news. He's a big fan. Andre wants your back. That thing. Up.
Yeah.
Big John's gonna be little when Andre backs that thing. Oh, Big John decided to finally fight back. Andre's been beating the shit out of him. Oh, bad idea.
He hit him in the Andre the Midget.
Little Andre, yeah. Which I think even hitting little Andre would hurt you, I feel like.
Yes.
To be a monster.
He pulls down his pants and Max Mini just pops out.
Oh, yeah. That's the real Max Mini, pal. Big John Studd knows what we mean right now. He's finding out he's not so much Big John Studd. He's Little John Studd compared to Max Mini. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Oh, they're dancing real close. And swing real. Oh, sorry. They're doing the thing.
A real wrestling masterclass.
Yeah, five stars. Oh, yeah. This is great.
Oh,
this
I'm getting excited. Girl, you know, I just can't hide it.
I feel your Max Mini.
Has he gone to sleep there, Andre?
Yeah, Andre just fell asleep, yeah.
Andre's hammered.
Yeah. I'll just have a snooze here. So.
He's like, shit, I drank 12 bottles of wine before this. That wasn't enough to get him hammered, though.
No.
Do you think Andre the Giant like Boone's Farm? You're probably not familiar with that, are you?
I've never had Boone. I'm familiar with it, but I've never had it.
I'm sure that hasn't made its way over across the pond. The shipping cost would be more than the bottle.
Yeah, it wouldn't be worth it. Oh, this is just, yeah, with a lot of choking and hugging. And I'm scared for this referee's life.
Yeah, if they fall over on him, he's done for.
Yeah, it's over. It doesn't matter. He probably died, you know, 30 years ago now, so it's fine.
As you're saying, these are probably New York Sporting Commission appointed referees.
That's probably true, yeah. They were still doing that silly shit back then.
Yeah.
I thought this whole match was kind of like the, before watching it now, I thought it was just like Yokozuna and Lex Luger, where the challenge was just to body slam them. I didn't think they were having a legitimate match.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I don't remember it back like this.
Yeah. Andre's beating them. We saw earlier why you were letting the dog out. Andre's beating the living shit out of him. And we quickly understood why John Studd just got his keys and left. Because he's begging him now, like, look, man, I don't have any baby oil. I swear I didn't put any on. I never do. Andre doesn't believe him.
I don't know if I've ever seen Andre kick before.
No, really. I really
the Muay Thai giant.
Yeah.
After he kicked in there, I don't think he was actually selling that he was grabbing his ass in pain.
He legitimately hurt, yes. Oh, what's gonna happen now? He's measuring him. If I'm Big Johnson, Big Johnson's like, give me the brass knucks.
Out of his misery. Look, he can hardly stand up.
Jesus Christ, he's kicking the shit out of him. This is like UFC kicks. Fuck that. Oh! He picked him up like he was a kid. That's it.
Get me my money. I'll buy lots of wine.
Yeah, he's like, fuck, I'm going to get so many boxes of Merlot.
All the bagged wine that I can buy.
Yeah, he's gonna throw the money out to the crowd. Oh, that's thievery. That's his money, you son of a bitch, Bobby. He didn't bring it back. He grabbed John Studd and pulled it. Yeah, let's get good. One more line. He's like, you motherfucker.
He said, wait till I get to the back, boss.
Oh, you motherfucker. That's fucking hilarious. Andre the Giant is the winner. They stole his money. That's bullshit. And that's it. That's where we're going to end this week.
Yeah,
it's not going to get any better than that, probably. We will save the rest for next week. So, Glenn, who do you need to plug before we get you to bed this morning?
I'm booking the territory. Doing the first and last of wrestling side projects, including being the elite gate of golf, but they've finished with that. Now they're doing all sorts of other stupid stunts.
It's It's the only time that a wrestling championship has defended, been defended in a legitimate sport, because they're doing all this for the elite bottle championship.
Although bottle flipping and whatever else it is they're doing aren't exactly legitimate sports.
Well, I mean, that's how they sell it on their show, so I wanted to sell it like they sell it.
There's DDT Wrestling with DC and Doc. There is
the Doctor Who podcast with Danny Inside. That is on SJP World Media. Check it out. There you go. What about you, Mayor?
Well, as always, we have to give a shout out to our good friend, Mr. Thomas Bryce. And you can catch him on the social media applications at Thomas Bryce 2017. And if you'd like to check out the actual website itself, you can go to sportswire.org. Oh, wait, sportswireradio.org. You got to throw that radio in there. Otherwise, you might end up at a porn site. I don't know.
Probably, yeah. Absolutely, you would.
Probably everywhere. If it's not right, you're going to end up at a porn site.
Yep.
But sportswireradio.org. Glenn's challenging me on that. He's searching right now to see what he's going to come up with.
List 4 in the morning, why not?
if Glenn just shuts off the camera, we know where he ended up with.
That's and, right.
then check me out on Twitter, Mayor of Canton, and watch me eat some things every Wednesday at 6 p.m. And if Twitter keeps being an asshole, about 6:10 p.m. because it took too long to load.
Yeah.
And that's about it for me. What do you got, Mr. Brent?
I just have to remind everyone to check out the newest episode of Warring to Attitude, which is out right now. It's episode 51. It's the 51st edition. We saw some pretty iconic things on that episode of Raw, the birth of DX and many other things. So check that out. We also watched a minis match, which was very entertaining because they're always entertaining. And of course,
There's one bit that really, really, really pleased me. And I never thought I'd be so happy to see the Road Dog.
Oh, yeah. It's only because you'll never have to hear the Rockabilly theme again. That's why.
Yes, exactly.
But don't.
All night long.
Don't be up. Yeah. Don't sleep too tight on that, Glenn. I assure you one day you're probably going to hear it again. And then, of course, check out the Life and Times of Psycho Sid, which the 26th episode's out right now. He's still in Memphis. He has a feud with a tag team known as the Eliminators. You may remember them from WCW fame.
ECW.
Yes. Check that out. That's out right now. It's a short show. It's like 16 minutes. You can check it out on YouTube. I suggest you watch and not listen. If you have Spotify, too, you can watch right on your Spotify app, whether you got that on your TV or on your phone. But you can watch it all right there. So that's really all I've got to say. And the only thing else to say is for Glenn to say goodbye.
Goodbye.